Okay, we're picking up the Gemara six lines at the bottom of Tezayin. I'm going to base the words of Darash Rav Nachman. So now we're up to the Gemara discussing again the final halacha that we discussed yesterday about Darash Nachman Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel. Yachid Nosnin Lo Beis Tezayin. That we allow an individual two beisas. If you have mechitzos that were only Shesi or Erev, that they're really not the best type of mechitzos, so we only give you if it's up to two beisas. Bigger than that would be a problem. Shnayim Nosnin Lo Beis Tezayin. However, two people will give you two beis says also shlosh nasa shir avnasan beis sheish. However, if you have three people that already create the status of the caravan, we allow them to carry six beis says. So he's apparently paskinin like we saw yesterday the shita of Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda, to which the Gemara asks on that shafkas baravadas Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. But this you're disagreeing with the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, they allow you to as much space as required, whether it's by one person or it's by a shiara or if it's caravan. So why Rav Nachman are you paskinin like a shita's yachid over here? So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman answered, Hadar Ukim Rav Nachman Amora Elai V'Darash. So he had an Amora, the speaker. Amora literally means someone who's speaking. And he said over, it's Varm Shemar Delef Lechem Tosim B'Yadi. I made a mistake. I didn't mean to follow the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. However, Baram Kacham, but this is what I meant to say. Yachid Nosin Lo Beis Sasayim. When it comes to individual, we'll give you two Beis Sas. Shnayim Nosin Lo Beis Sasayim. Two people, all two Beis Sas. Shlosh Nasa Shev Nosin Lo Kol Tarka. Whatever you need. No matter how large an area it is, Rav Nachman is fixing up the last part of his ruling and telling you that in fact is like the Rabbanan, that when you have a shiara, you can have as much space as required that they need. So now turning on to the next Talmud. So the Gemara says, but wait a second though, but still, that was only fixing up the latter half of what Rav Nachman said. But what about the first half of what Rav Nachman said? Reisha Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda b'Sefer Rabbanan. Does the first part of Rav Nachman's statement about two individuals that are allowed only two beisas, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, that's going to be disagreeing with that shita again, because the Rabbanan, they say that you have as much space required even by only one person. V'sefer Rabbanan, and the last part with the unlimited area, that's going to be like Rabbanan, but why is he going and splitting up his psak over here? So the Gemara says, no, it's not so problematic. Rav Nachman is being mechalik his shita, mishum dekayavu, because in the Risha, Rabbi Yehuda paskins like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. So you have two shitas, not fully a das yachid. So in the case where you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi that allow only two beisas, so then Rabbi Nachman to paskin like that is not so difficult. To have this one shita where even Rabbi Yehuda didn't agree with Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, so then he found that very problematic. Rabbi Nachman had to fix it up. But to assume that Rabbi Nachman would paskin like the Risha, like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, that is not going to be a problem. So now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Gidol Marav, Rav Gidol says the name Rav Shlosha B'Chamish Asur. Sometimes you can have three people that are going to be usher to carry in an area that's five beisas, where you have again these mechitzos are only shesiv erev, only one vertical or horizontal. They're not such the best mechitzos. In that situation, you will be able to have an area of five beisas being a problem. But shevin mutar. Sometimes they're going to have an area of shevin beisas and being mutar. So now the Gemara says, what is the difference? So the Gemara says, Amrulay, Amar Rav Hachi. Did Rav really say this? How could it be? So the Gemara says, Amar Lehu, Rav Gidol responded to them, or Raisa Neved, Ksivad Amar Hachi. Yeah, I swear by the Torah, by Tanakh, that he did say it's Lashon Shvua. That they didn't say literally, I swear, but that's the Lashon means, that Rav says the Shvua. So what did he answer? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, my Kasha. What's the problem at? This is what Rav meant to say. If the three people require an area of six beitzos for their needs, and then you surround an extra area of seven with these mechitzos, and then they are allowed to carry within the area of seven beitzos, because the enclosed area doesn't exceed the requirements by more than two beitzos. So since you only went over one beitzos of what they needed, that is going to be permitted. So, however, let's say they needed only five. That's what we meant by five versus seven. If they only needed five and you expanded it to an area of seven with these mechitzas that were problematic, then even the area of five beisas, which they originally required, that area is also going to be asher to carry. And since the enclosed area is bigger than two sas, then what they wanted to carry. So where it says, the Braisa teaches us that both a yachid and the shiara, the individual and the caravan, are allowed enough space for their needs. So now the lashon of the Braisa was that there is no area of two beis sas that are going to be open. My love panay me adam doesn't imply that this means that it was open of people, that there's no person And the last two beisas, accordingly, it would come out that every person is automatically going to be given the two beisas minimum, whether you need it or not. So this seemingly is against the, how Rav Ashi wanted to give the teretz. So then again, how are we going to explain Rav? How are we going to explain Rav? So the answer is lo panam bekelim. The brisa meant that it was open not of people, but rather of kelim, of things that they needed. So the permitted area is not calculated according to the number of people that everyone automatically gets two beisas. Rather, if they require for their needs. Two beisas, that's the maximum. But if they require less, they would only be getting the number that they need, the numbers that it represents, and therefore, if you have the area where they only needed five, and you give them two extra beisas, that would be highly problematic. So the Mara Gemara is back to discussing the area. Gemara says, Itmar, Shlosha Umesa Chanun. So let's say you have three people at the beginning of Shabbos, and so each one wanted two beisas, so you have this enclosure of two beisas, and one of them died already on Shabbos. So therefore, you don't have three people now when Shabbos came about. So you had set up this area of the mechitzos on a bigger platform than is now required on Shabbos. So now that really, if it had been on before Shabbos, then you would not be allowed this number. What about or shnai benotzvalem? What say you have two people, and so you're only really supposed to have two beisas for each of them, and then another one join them on Shabbos? What's the halacha in these cases? So the Gemara answers. Gemara says, Rav Hunav Rav Yitzchak, Machlokas Rav Hunav Rav Yitzchak, Charam, one of them said, Shabbos Goremes, that the fact that there's Shabbos, it's going to change the halacha, and it's going to tell you that, that the Shabbos, meaning that the halacha won't change. Whatever the status was when Shabbos came in, that's going to be your status, as Shabbos continues. So if there are three, it'd be a Chumran Kula. If there are three beginning of Shabbos, one of them dies, you'd have the bigger shear. And it would be a chumrah if you have two and then one of them comes on. It doesn't matter. Whatever the status was in Shabbos, that's your remaining status. No, the number of people who are there is going to be the halacha. So if that would be, again, a chumrah l'kula, if one of them come in, that would give you more room. And if one of them is leaving, dies, then it would be problematic. So the Gemara says, what exactly was this case? Who held what? This time, the Rav Huna Damar Shabbos Kuremas Pashtas. Rav Huna is the one who says that Shabbos is going to create the din and it won't change. Damar Rava, Rabbi said I once asked Rav Huna, Obay Mirav Yehuda, and I also asked Rav Yehuda, Erev Derech HaPesach, if two Chatzeros were joined in an Erev, meaning an Erev Chatzeros. Again, we have an Isra Derabanan for two Chatzeros to carry from one to the other. However, if the two of them merge together through this Erev Chatzeros, a legal thing that creates the ownership together, the joint ownership together with them, so then since they all merge into that, then they're allowed to carry. So now, when is this allowed? Is if they have only a opening of Otzeres Pesach, an opening between the two of the two chatziros that are at least four tefachim by four tefachim. And then they would be allowed to carry from one place to the other. So what happened is Nistayim HaPesach, the entrance became sealed. Rashi explains that, let's say, something collapsed, blocking the entranceway. Derech HaChalon, or they had an entranceway via a window. Nistayim HaChalon, and the window also became sealed. So then Halacha, so then how are they carrying through? So that's brought down, is that they were putting their Rashi later on. And Rashi here seems to imply that they were again putting some through holes in the walls or something that they were able to pass from one to the other. So the Shaila is, what's the halacha? Is this valid Erev Chatzeres or not? But Amar Li, and he told me, Shabbos Hutra Hutra, that one, since it was Mutu, you made an Erev Chatzeres already on Shabbos, we're going to keep that Erev Chatzeres and consider that halachic status that you had started with as Hutra, and it's going to remain permitted. So that is what Rav Huna says. And Gemara says, that's in fact a good proof that Rav Huna is the one who held that Shabbos doesn't change. Whatever the number was in Shabbos, Ben Lachumra, Ben Lakula, is going to be the Kviyas, because we apply Kevin to Hutra Hutra, at least for the Kula part, it's Pasha, and also for the other way as well, that whatever Shabbos is going to create this. So that's a big Shaila in the post game. Can we extend this to other Dim as well? But Ishchai has a Shaila discussion about, let's say, you start Shemona Esrei, right before Shkia, but now you're already continuing on to the Zman of Shkia. So do we say Kevan the Hutra Hutra? Then once you started Bisman Heter, it's okay to continue davening even after this Zman of Shkia or Sosman Tefillah, whatever Zman we're discussing. You started Tefillah, is that going to continue? Can we apply this principle also, Kevan the Hutra Hutra, that once I started Beheter, I'm allowed to continue Beheter? It's a very questionable Heter. Or Choshulchan has a different right, we're discussing more Brachos, not going to get into that right now. But that's a very questionable Heter in the postkin, whether we can rely on such a thing by other cases as well, or just we only know this by Hilchos Shabbos, we have no right to extend this Heter to other Dinim. Okay, either way, a very interesting Shaila. The Gemara continues. Lamer Rav Huna Rabbi Yitzchak Kavulukta the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Kamifik. We should assume that Rav Huna Rabbi Yitzchak are really arguing a machlokes of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda in a Mishnah. What do they say? The Stan. We're going to learn this Mishnah later on in Tzadik Dalet. The Mishnah tells us Chatzer Shnifta Mishteru Chosef. You have a Chatzer that was breached on two sides on Shabbos and is no longer enclosed in the manner that's usually necessary to permit carrying there. Okay, so then what happens? So again, it's on both sides, meaning if it's on both sides, it's on the corner. We learned about Karen Zavis, and if it's on both sides, even if it's less than 10 amos, that is going to pasul as long as it's more than 3 tvachim. You don't have lavud. Once you have past 3 tvachim, it's a very big problem to have on the tzideh or the sides of the corners of the Karen Zavis of a chater. So, or let's say a mavi that loses its crossbeam or pole on Shabbos itself, mutar la'osu Shabbos. So that is going to be mutter for that Shabbos. However, the Shabbosim after that, you're going to have to be machmer to fix whatever had broken in either the lechi, the korah, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, or the actual pirtza in the wall. So Rabbi Yossi says, what kind of argument is that? If you're going to tell me that it's mutter for the, you found that about it on Shabbos. So now I know that there's a problem with your fundamental, with your carrying in Rosh Hashayachin. Now you don't have a full-fledged Rosh Hashayachin. So how could you allow to carry? Once I'm allowed to carry on that Shabbos, if she who then for other Shabbos, if you must turn the Osir Lava, Osir and the Osir Shabbos, and if they are Osir on Shabbos, Shabbos, and in the future they're also going to be Osir on that Shabbos as well. So meaning, it can't be that way, whatever it is, so this Shabbos should be the Lachas for the future Shabbos. No difference between the Shabbos and the other Shabbos. So what are we going to see? That Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that he's going to be Mekel, so then what are we going to see? And Rabbi Yossi is going to be a Machmir view, so then the more wants to suggest, Lemer of Huda, Dramar, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yitzchak, Damar, Rabbi Yossi. So again, we're in the case where Rabbi Huna is going to agree with the opinion of Rabbi Huna, of Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huna is going to hold that what Rabbi Huna holds, that the law is going to be, the halacha is going to be defined by how many people you had when Shabbos began, and therefore it's not going to change. So too Rabbi Huda, who says when that they're mutter on Shabbos, they're going to remain mutter for the rest of the day. So Rabbi Huna is going to go with the shita with Rabbi Yehuda. That's the thing where I want to suggest. Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yitzchak, who said that the law is going to change on Shabbos with the people who die, etc., is going to be more machmir, or when you increase people, more makel. So then he seemingly is going to agree with Rabbi Yossi, who said it doesn't matter what status quo is when Shabbos started. Right now, you don't have a valid mechitza, you don't have a valid lechi, you don't have a valid korah. Things change on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi is going to go like Shitas Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, Amar lecha, Rav Huna is going to say to you, Anan damre afilu Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to say my shita even according to the view of Rabbi Yossi, Ar Kan Lakam Rabbi Yossi, Asam Ella, the listener of the Mechitzos. So because Rabbi Yossi, what happened to Rabbi Yossi, he didn't say his halacha only because there are invalid Mechitzos. So Rav Huna is going to say that Rabbi Yossi only found this problematic when there was mechitzos that were problematic, because a mechitza is a fundamental thing that changes the status midaraisa of Rosh Hashayachin. However, what over here was lacking? Acha isna le mechitzos. Here there are valid walls as a valid Rosh Hashayachin. The only difference is that you don't have is the air of chateris. That's not a fundamental change. That's only a gzera darabana. I mean, the whole thing's gzera darabana. But still, the idea of an air of chateris doesn't fundamentally change the nature of its being a full fledged Rosh Hashayachin. That's what Rabbi Yossi is going to argue. Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say, "Ana Adam Radfil Rabbi Yehuda." I'm going to say, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, "Ad Kan Lakam Rabbi Yehuda Asam Eladinu LeDiorein," because Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha of carrying is permitted where the people who are there, there's no change in the number of people. However, Hacha Leis LeDiorein. At the end of the day, there's no people here. You lost the amount of people, and the number of people have declined. So I should change the halacha, and therefore there is no reason to assume that I wouldn't go with Rabbi Yehuda. He would agree with me because when you change the number of people, fundamentally you should agree that it would change the halacha. Even on that Shabbos. Okay, that's what we learn over here. The Gemara continues, the Chachamim said in the Mishnah that as long as you have Shesi or Erev, if you have vertical or horizontal, that's going to be valid Mechitza to use Lavud for. So the Gemara says, wait a second, didn't the Tanakama of the Mishnah say the same thing? The Tanakama told us also that if you have one or the other, it's going to be Mutter. So the Gemara says, Ikavinayu Yachid Bi Yishuv. The difference between them is going to be a single person, not on the derech. Rashi points out the Tanakama says that we only said b'sheyara el behoved. We only talked about a caravan because that's the way people do it. Olam miyachid nami mutter. And when you can have as big of a space as you want, when could the yachid be relying on this not 100% kosher mechitza, or the lesser inferior quality mechitza? Is only b'derech. Rashi says v'lo b'yishuv. Not when he's settled. When you're derech and you're going on the way and it's a tircha and you have this shasachak, then we can make it. However, the Chachamim want to argue that no, even b'derech and even b'yishuv, we're going to be mekel. And Oshesi or Erev, Rashi says if it's both, if it's vertical or horizontal, that's going to be mechitza, and it's going to be totally mutter. Okay, now we're up to the Mishnah. So once we're discussing the idea of a shiara, of a caravan on Shabbos, so now we're mentioning other heterim, and then one of them is going to be erevin with regards to a caravan, similar situation to a caravan when that is a army. Arba devarim v'achuv b'machane. So the rabbanan were mekel with four dinim derabbanan. when it comes to fighting a melchemes harishis, as we're going to see. So mevien eitzim bekol makom. The soldiers are allowed to bring wood from any place, meaning they're allowed to take it from anyone they want. We're going to see this discussed tomorrow. Pturin rechitzas yadayim. They don't have to wash their hands. We're going to see whether that's before meal, after meal, or with demai. Also, they don't have to do demai. What is demai? We've discussed this many times during Mitzvah Shabbos, but as brachos come up already, demai. What is this? Because we're afraid it's from a person who's not so frum. So truma gedola, everyone takes off because they're afraid of truma gedola. Right? It's certain halachos people there, right? So things that they all take off. Then maaser rishon, maaser sheni, they weren't so careful for. So maaser rishon, you have to take off, but you're allowed to eat it because you could tell the levi bring a raya. The trumas maaser you do have to give off. However, the maaser sheni you have to bring to your shalim and eat it there because there's no loss for you. You're allowed to eat it. You have to bring it to your shalim. And the if it's maaser ani though, you don't have to give it to the ani. You could say bring a raya that this wasn't correct. Either way, so those are the things you take off. The maaser, so there, normally you have to take off extra things. They're allowed to eat it without taking it off. From the arev also, from making an erev, the Gemara is going to discuss whether this is erev chatzeros or erev tchumen. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in Braisa, Machana Yotzes Melchemes HaRashus. If an army is going out to fight Melchemes HaRashus, so this dafka is talking about a Melchemes HaRashus, a war that's not a Melchemes Mitzvah. It's a contrast to Melchemes Mitzvah. Melchemes Mitzvah is any of the wars to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael. We are the Mitzvah to take over all of Eretz Yisrael. That's a Mitzvah, still applies nowadays. To apply that, whatever. I'm not talking about Pekuach Nefesh and other things like that, but theoretically, all of Eretz Yisrael is ours. So then also Melchemes Amalek, things like that are Melchemes Mitzvah. So this is Melchemes Rishus. Mutarim Begezla Eitzim Yevashim. You're allowed to literally take the dry wood. It literally means steal them. But you're meaning you're allowed to take them from owners set aside on their property. You're allowed to just take them. The soldiers are allowed to take them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tam Omer Ap Chonin B'chol Makom. Soldiers are also allowed to go on people's private property and go sleep over there. B'chol Makom Shnarku Sham Nekbarim. And also if they died, they even on someone else's field, you bury them right there, and they don't have a right to protest. And Taran Begazel Eitzim Yevashim. And we're discussing this that you're allowed to take from the wood that they need from any of the local residents' fields. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? Hai takanta Yeshua? This is a takana of Yeshua. Damar Mar, we learn about Vakama. Asar Tanan Hita Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 conditions when he was dividing Eretz Yisrael among the Jews. So, and these were agreed upon by everyone. Shiu Marian Bechorishin. And that people are allowed to take for their animals in wooded areas, even in private old land, because those are wood that people don't necessarily are makbid about. Also, people gather wood from their fields, from fields owned by others. So this seemingly is something that's mutter from Yehoshua. You don't need it to come out to Melchemes HaRashus. So the Gemara is going to say why Yehoshua's din is different. The Gemara is going to suggest in 3 or 4 reasons. Hasam behizmi behigni hacha v'shar etzim. So there, Yehoshua's takana is only talking about these low bushes, which are not. Then you're definitely mafking them. The owners don't care that the maslal. However, here is Bashar Eitzim, regular wood. The armies are allowed to take even more chashev wood. Inami hasem b'mechubarim. Yehoshua's gates are only attached wood, so you don't really care about it. You cut it off, and whatever, it's going to be fine. However, halachah solution, you already spent the time trying to cut it off. The detached wood is not mutar al Yehoshua, only because it's only for Melchemes HaRashus. So that is the second answer. Inami hasem b'lachay and halachah b'yevashim. Third answer now is that another difference, Yehoshua's maybe is only talking about wet wood, which is obviously less usable for firewood and things like that. And so only then Yehoshua said you're allowed to take. However, halachah b'yevashim, here is talking about dry wood. The Melchemes HaRashus is allowed to take even dry wood. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says, "Off ochonim b'chol makom." That they're allowed to camp wherever they want, even in private property. And the Gemara analyzes this. Pshita meis mitzvah. What do you mean? What's the shaila of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema? At the end of the day, this is talking about a meis mitzvah, and a meis mitzvah konim mekomo. It requires the place where it is found, and is allowed to be buried there, regardless of who owns the land. There's no different than what do you have to say? Why is there a chiddush about a soldier? So this is just a shaila in general. What exactly is the big chiddush? To assume you just bury it on the spot. Why would you bury it on the spot? That's less of a cover. Let him bring it to the local cemetery, the Jewish cemetery. So the Chazanish suggests that we're afraid that if we don't have relatives and others find this dead body, if you make arrangements to go all the way to the cemetery, they're going to neglect to do so. So therefore, we make a takana that it's really better for them to be buried on the spot right where they die. So the Taz already points out that, but nowadays we're living in Goyish lands, and if you just bury it somewhere, people aren't going to take care of it, so then really it would be the din of a Meis Mitzvah not to bury it exactly where it died, but really bury it in the local Jewish cemetery, and that's the practice nowadays for a Meis Mitzvah. So either way, the Gemara answers, so again, what was the Chiddush though? A Meis Mitzvah Kodem Mekomo is a din before Melchemes HaRashus. The Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha Af Agav, turning on to the next one now, the Islay Kovrim. Here, even if he has he has relatives who can attend to the burial. Nevertheless, he has the right to be buried on the spot, and no one can protest, even though it's not really a mace mitzvah. The Sanya is a mace mitzvah, kol she'en l'korban. What's Darren is defined as a mace mitzvah? Someone who has no one to bury him, to take care of his burial. Needs korban b'cherin ono osa. If he would ask other people to bury for him, he would ask his relatives, whoever it was, to take care of his burial, it's a mace mitzvah because he has people to take care of it. That's not considered a mace mitzvah. Agav, Rav Chaim, Rav Savechik, I think it was the name of Rav Chaim, who said that a mace mitzvah is also saving someone from being buried in a non-Jewish cemetery. Fascinating, didn't. That's called mace mitzvah. So even though the family members think it's okay to bury in a non-Jewish cemetery, that saving them from that is in the parsha of mace mitzvah. All the kulas of mace mitzvah would apply to not putting them in a non-Jewish cemetery. Either in America, because mace mitzvah kana mekoma is really true. That a mace mitzvah gets the area to where he dies. But tana motze mace mutzah besartaria. If the dead body was on the main road, mafnei liyamin asher lesmal asher, you could move it to the right side of this road or the left side of this road, meaning you don't have to bury on the road itself. Sade boris stood near. If you have an empty field with nothing planted, or you have a sade near a plowed field on the other side, mifaneil le sade bor, you could have the right to move it to the empty field that doesn't have anything there. Sade near v'sade zera, if you have a plowed field or a sown field, so a sown field is more chashuv, but there le sade near, you let it move it to the plowed field again, telling you that whatever is more beneficial for you, less costly for you, you're allowed to put it there. Sade near, sade zera, if you on a plowed field on a sown field on the other side, mafneil le sade near, you move it to the plowed field and you bury it over there. Hayu shtein niros, shtein zeros, shtein boros. What if they're both the same? You can do it whichever one you wish. So what do we see? That you're allowed to move it from the area, from the main road, you're allowed to move it from there, you're allowed to move it from the field. So at the end of the day, I'm moving it to not exactly where it dies. So the more answers, talking about this case is where it dies on the boundary, meaning it's across the width of the road between these two areas, between the main road and the side road, or that's in the stud near. And all these examples where dafka, it died between both of them, and therefore you can bury it whichever one. So then, since you can move it from the boundary, anyway, you have to move it from one to the other, so then it has to be moved because the Kohanim, other travelers, we're discussing where you're on the road still. And therefore, since travelers might, especially Kohanim, people going to Aliyah Regel are going to move it, so the ones I'm moving in, I can move it to whichever side I wish. The specific heter for over here. So the Gemara now discusses the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Peturim, Adurim, Flita, Sidayim. They don't have to wash their hands. Which is this? Amar Abaye, Lashon Ela, Mayim Rishonim. This is only talking about their pater from Mayim Rishonim. The idea of washing until Sidayim before, everyone thinks how important it is to wash, but it is to do wash. However, for them, even for the Mechavos Rishus, they have to do Mayim Achronim Chova. Amar Chibar Ashim Neimarim Mayim Chova. Why a dafka is there a mitzvah inyan to do a Mayim Achronim? So Mneisha Melech Stomis Yesh Mitzvah Sinai, because the Melech Stomis, which blinds eyes, was so strong, the salt, and they didn't have forks and knives, they dipped everything with their hands, so they dipped things into salt. So therefore, we are machmir on Melech Stomis. Amar Abaye Mishtakel Bekorta Bekura. Abaye said it's very damaging for one of ordinary salt, so it's much stronger. Amalei Ravacha Ravashi Kyle Milchamai, what's the halacha with measured salt? Meaning, if you're dafka, put your hands in salt, is that going to be the din also? Or maybe it's just eating. So he says, what do you mean? Amarleya halamai, that's not even a shayla. If the whole idea when you're eating is because you have parts dipped in salt with it, so then kol shekein, if I stick my hands in the salt, for sure I should be machmer to wash my hands. So now, big shayla, a few things to discuss when it comes to mayim achronim. Firstly, why are we not as careful about doing it nowadays? Already the Tosfos on Yedaim is on the spot over here. He says, mayim achronim chadu achshav lo nigvu mayim achronim. Why not? The inimalchus is dumas matzibinenu. We don't have in Europe. We don't have melech domis. So therefore, in regular tava, supposed to have melech, also, we don't dip our hands directly in it. So those two reasons, we are mekel nowadays. That's what the Ramah quotes. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't necessarily embrace it as much. He quotes it, but he quotes the Mayim Achronim Chovah. That's why Sfaradim always say this. You're always supposed to have Dvar Torah at the meal. So why do they always say Mayim Achronim Chovah? Because that's the shortest halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That's three words. Mayim Achronim Chovah. We saw Abaye say this. Mayim Achronim Chovah. That's even for the Mechamas of Shus Akadekach, that they were so machmir about it. And Al Pi Kabbalah, Magen Avraham quotes many reasons that it's like you're doing the Sirim Shtalech and Kippur, I think, so there's such a comparison in the Zohar or something like that, that it's extremely important, Alpi Kabbalah, to do Mayim Achronim, not to talk after to do Mayim Achronim. These are very important Yonim Alpi Sod as well, to do Mayim Achronim. Rav Nementzel is a further Chiddush. Rav Nementzel says that the main reason of Tosfos, this first reason over here, is in Melech Stomis Matzah Benina, because that was Tosfos discussing in Europe. However, he thinks even the Fidah Heter of the Raman, Tosfos, it shouldn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, because we have Melech Stomis again, Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, and you have the salt Dead Sea, people use that salt. Dead Sea salt is a very common thing. So he thinks that maybe we should hadar kushta, hadar dina to the dina of the Gemara, and everyone should agree that it's a chova, in Eretz Yisrael at least. Interesting fact that Rav Nevinson wanted to taina that everyone should be doing it. And one last thing is, why don't we say a bracha on my machronim? Is it because we see over here the main reason that we're doing this is because of sakana? This is one of the answers given, not the only answer, but one of the reasons given why I don't make a bracha my machronim, because it is only for sakana. Things that you're doing only to avoid sakana. Granted, the Rabbanan told you to do it, but still, we don't make a bracha if it's ikara is there for sakana. But again, it's a very important thing to be doing. It's gedai if a person can try to be machmir for such a thing based on all the shittas that we just quoted, then for sure it would be a nice thing to do. But again, we have the Tosfos and the Ramah quoting that Tosfos who has the kula, which minhag a lot of people is to be mekel. Okay, now the Gemara continues. So the Gemara says midmai. So now going on to the din of demai, disnan machin sanim demai, the zaktan of demai. We learn you're allowed to feed poor people demai, and also people traveling Jewish soldiers. Also, you're allowed to feed them demai since it's only derabanan. Derabanan waived their iser for this halacha. The shaila, others wanted to extend it. So we say that feeding Isserim Derabanan is a mutter for Aniyim. So maybe you should say Shemitah shouldn't apply to Aniyim. You should be able to give them the Shemitah produce and give it to them, whatever. That's a shiloh. Okay. Mark continues. And where it says, Amar Avuna, Tana, Beit Shammai, Amar, Ein Machanis, and Udmai. This is a machlokas. Beit Shammai actually, in fact, told you're not allowed to feed the poor people Udmai, Ve'ezach, Sain Udmai. Also, the traveling soldiers are not allowed to feed them Udmai either. Beis Hillel, Amar, Machanis, Udmai, Ve'ezach, Sain Udmai. And this is following Shitas, Beis Hillel. So it wasn't agreed upon by everyone. Amar La'ariv. And the soldier exempt from the requirement of making an Erev, Amar Abriyana, Elo Shonu Ela Erev, Chatzir. So the Chachamim and the Mishnah, they're telling us that only from Erev Chatzeros are you going to be permitted to carry. Aval Erev Tchumen Chayavin are you going to be permitted not to carry. Rather, meaning you don't have to worry about Erev Chatzeros. If you don't have Erev Chatzeros, the soldiers are going to be okay. However, Erev Tchumen, traveling more than 2,000 amos past the city, that they're going to be Chayavin. They're not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos. Why is that? The Tanar Pia Lokin Erev Tchumen of Dvar Torah. That is an Iser to Araisa to violate Iser of Tchum Shabbos. Because the Pasuk says, Ayite Ish Mekomi Lashri. Seemingly, the Shunan point that is already, the Pia is going with the view of the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva hold that Tchum Shabbos is an Iser de Araisa. Chachamim, we pointed out, disagree. They hold that it's only an Iser de Rabbanan. Big Shaila, had a Pasuk, maybe Yubei's meal might be an Iser de Araisa. The further shear, that's a Shaila in the Roshonim and Achronim. I'm not getting into so much right now. But the Rabbi Kiva held that it's an Iser de Araisa. So what, and you get Malchus. The verse is Maski, Flarbi Yochanan, Bechilokin, Alav, Shibbaal. It says, Ayite Ish Mekomi. Is that really a Lashon that should be Mechayev Malchus? We thought maybe only when it says low to do something. Low, low, low. That's when it's an Isra Dereis to Chayev Malchus. Maybe here shouldn't be Chayev Malchus. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What kind of question is that? Maskev Rabaka, what kind of question is that? Elamata, the Siv Altim, the Elvos, the Elvos, we know there's a Pasuk about doing magic. The Elvos, the Elvos, different sorcery, different magic. And we know, Alchanam, the Elvos, okay, you don't receive lashes, you don't get Malchus for that. Everyone agrees that you get Malchus for violating this law. And yet it says the Lashon of Al, Tif, the Elvos, the Elvos, that doing the sorcery, this magic is going to be in the Lashon of Al. So Rabbi says, the Gemara says, no, this is Rabbi Yonasan who's bothered by Rabbi Yonasan, Hachi Kakashale, this is Rabbi Yonasan who's bothered by. What love should you tell the service of Bezin? This is a love which was generally given for a death penalty, that the same law telling you that Isra Dereis of Shabbos was telling the Azhara, they're a warning for that, the Onesh, if an Azhara and a warning, when it comes to Azhara, if it's coming from the same pasuk that has an Isra Misa to it, then Cholav Shin Azhara's Misa Bezin ain't looking to love that. Any law that's attached to a death penalty does not get lashes for it, because the Azhara can only come to tell you one thing, and it's only going to tell you the more chumra thing of Misa, so it's not going to be included in that, the Isra Dereis, the Isra Lav. So when you have a law that, like Lav de Mechamer potentially, if you have a love, it's not going to be chayav malchus if there's attached to an iser deraisas. And versus Amar Ravashi miksiv al yotze, but Ravashi says an answer differently. He says it doesn't say that you're going to carry out al yetziv. It doesn't mean don't written al yetziv. It says in the lashon of a going out, and that is telling you that daf Ravashi says ve'inkan lashon atza masoi, and therefore there is no prohibition, a warning against the death penalty, and therefore you would be getting Malchus because this was an indication of the Isra Dereisa of Isra Lav of Shabbos. Okay, generally I like to do introductions first, just because we only have like 2 minutes left. I'll start with the Mishnah, and then we'll Mirza Shem will pick up tomorrow, because we're going to have to pick up anyway, reminding ourselves of the Mishnah. So we'll do part of the Mishnah now, and then we'll give an introduction to the whole second parak when we do the Chazara of the Mishnah and going on to the Gemara. So the Mishnah says, Osin Pasin Labiros. You can make these boards for wells. Remember these L-shaped boards. This was the special heter in order that you are allowed to have the water when you're traveling. Arba Dimyanim Nerakishmoni. You make these double posts at each corner, meaning two going on both sides. And therefore, they're going to really be, look like eight, because you're putting four, which looks like each side is two, and therefore it's going to look like you have eight posts. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer, Shna, Mona, Nirin, Kishne, Master. No, you have to have four. So since you have four total ones, and then those are going to look like 8, and then 4 more that you're adding in, you're going to get to 12. So the Gemara says, again, 4, you're going to double post, and then 4 extra additional ones that you don't have to have double, but those are going to be there. So that's, again, discussion over here. And then the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah says, the height of them has to be at least tefachim high, and the width of them will be 6 tefachim, and the thickness can be any amount of name, each double post can be as wide as 2 oxen together. Each Gemara is going to discuss it, that's Remeir, Shitter, Yudal, Meir, and Shal Arba. Yudal says, the 4 ox together, Kshuos, Volumtaros, this is only going to be when they're tied and not loose. Achad nechnasas v'achas yotzes. One is entering and one is leaving. So muta the bar is permitted to go closer to the well. Therefore, going to reduce the enclosed area. So then that's provided that a cow would be inside and drink. Mutar is also going to be mutar leharchik kolshu to distance yourself any amount from the enclosed area. As long as one adds boards and not exceed the maximum allowed width. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad beis ha'asayim. Rabbi Yehuda says only up to 2 beis ha'asayim. Amar lo, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, lo amar beis ha'asayim, ela le gina le karpif. We only talk about 2 beis ha'asayim, we're going to gina on a carpet, but carpet we're going to see is a fenced area which was used to store logs and gardens. People didn't live there. That looks like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so that's where it goes around that. So that's going to be a discussion in Gemara. Aval im hayadir osar mukta o chatzer, if it was an enclosed area where there was literally a fold, meaning sections of fields are temporarily enclosed by livestock, Rashi discusses it, or a backyard or a courtyard, all these areas, then afilu beis chamisha korin beis esar korin mutar, then even obtain beis korin mutar to carry within that enclosure. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss all this. Yom Rizal hafi kol shal ibad shayi upasin, and permitted to distance of any amount provided that one adds to the boards. Okay, Emirza Hashem, we'll pick up the Gemara, we'll pick up with the introduction, maybe summarize the mission again, we'll pick up tomorrow. Be'ezros Hashem.